I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 162. Yeah, that's right. 162. And today, I got Renee with me.
What's going on?
Yeah. And it's just us two today.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just us. It's simple. It's a small little... It's not a solo episode. And this is fucking... Okay, there we go. It just paused for a second. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Testicle difficulties already.
Yeah. No, see, but the funny thing is, like, it looked like something was happening, but nothing was happening. Everything was just paused for a second. It was weird.
It was sheer panic for like one.
Yeah, minute. I did panic for a second. I was like, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So it's just us two today. And that's cool, because I've done this episode by myself a few times, and I figured, why not have Renee here too? Because, you know, he's here. Yeah.
I mean, can we talk about the whole situation? Can we just say, like...
Yeah, okay.
Well, like, two things. Like, we're fulfilling one of my dreams, because I've been dying to actually record, like, in studio, quote-unquote. I'm doing air quotes because you can't see it, but... I've always wanted to record with, like, one-on-one. I've only done that before, like, maybe once or twice. I haven't done it in a while. It's usually the easiest and, like, most fun way to do it, because it's just, like, natural, just talking. And also, like, I moved down here to Tampa, and I'm Steve's roommate, which is fucking awesome. So, yeah, I've been down here 2 weeks. It's officially 2 weeks today.
Yeah,
and, it is. And it's worked out really, really well. And, yeah, it's been a good time so far. I mean, I'm stressed the fuck out, but, like...
Well, yeah, we're all a little stressed. Because that's just how we are. We just stress out about shit sometimes that, sometimes it's just like, you just calm down. Everything will be fine. But it's not that easy.
Never is. Never is.
It's never that fucking easy. It fucking sucks.
But I kind of jumped ahead anyway.
It's all good. So this is like another new episode. It's been a while. Well, no, it's been just about a fucking week. And, I guess we can talk about some shit that we've seen this week. We just finished rewatching. Well, I just finished rewatching, but Renee just finished watching Titans.
Yes.
What did you think about Titans?
I was really impressed, blown away. It was really, really good. Everything the DC Universe has done so far has been really good. And Titans was something that I kind of wasn't going to look at, but then I saw Doom Patrol last week of May, first week of June when I came down here, and that was like super amazing. I'm going to talk about that later, but yeah, like we started watching Titans the other day, at least I did, and I just kind of binged it. The episode's like 45 minutes, so they're actually really easy to binge.
Yeah, it's just a little bit longer than like a short half hour show, and just about the same size as like, you know, what a regular show would be on TV.
Yeah, and it's kind of like they're very action oriented, so the story's like super fast. So the 45 minutes goes by like super quick. So like I binged it in like 3 days.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. The cast is great. Robin is really good. Corey was really cool. I actually really hope that people gave the show a chance. I mean, I know DC Universe's ratings suck, and I'm going to try to avoid spoilers, but I really hope that the actress that plays Corey got a chance afterwards, because I know she got a lot of shit for it when they first kind of like showed who she was and how she looked. She's really good. The kid they cast as Beast Boy.
He's awesome.
I'm too lazy to look it up right now, but like the whole cast is really good. Raven's really good too. Like the one thing about the DC Universe shows that I really like is that with Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, and
Titans, actually just getting right into it.
I mean, yeah. Since we're already talking about it. This is me and I kind of blow my wad every fucking time we start. yeah, all right. So I started watching Doom Patrol about a week before I started moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess last week of May. And Doom Patrol and that whole Grant Morrison kind of like trippy DC Universe Vertigo stuff. I love that kind of stuff. Like I love anything that kind of makes you think and is outside of the box.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like out there. And if anyone knows the Doom Patrol comic book, it's DC's X-Men. Like, Stan Lee basically stole the idea from DC, but it's the X-Men, but DC. And it's a twisted version of the X-Men. So it's like, none of them are pretty. Like, everybody's like fucked up in their own way. And the only normal one in the TV show, normal-ish one, is Cyborg, which kind of tells you a lot about the whole team structure.
It really does. It really does. Because you don't expect it to be that way.
They're all damaged in their own way. But anyway, that show has done so fucking well that I was like, you know what? I'll give Titans a chance. Certain people that I follow and even my old idiot roommates back in Chicago, they love the show. And I saw bits and pieces of it when I was in the house. And what I saw was really cool and like really different because it was out of context. But it was good. But I was like, all right, cool. Then later on, I actually gave it a chance, started watching it. And I was like, wow, I'm blown away. Everybody, the palette's okay. Second episode's third episode is when it really kicks in. The two people I really want to talk about from Doom Patrol, Brendan Fraser.
He's fucking amazing, dude.
As Robot Man.
Yeah.
Is really fucking, that performance, like, I wasn't surprised, but I was impressed by, like, his voice work.
What I'm surprised about is the fact that he's actually really good for somebody that hasn't done something in a really long time.
Yeah, and it's mostly voice work.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to spoil it for anybody, but, like,
He's inside a fucking robot.
He's Robot Man, so it's basically a voice thing, but they show him in a couple of episodes and a couple of scenes. And even in the scenes that he's in, like, physically, he's fucking hilarious. Like, he's really good.
Yeah.
He plays a meathead perfectly, up until he gets put into Robot Man. That's part of the show. The other one that's a real fucking, like, phenomenon for me is Diane Guerrero from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
Who does Crazy Jane. And here's the thing about Doom Patrol is that the characters have been done before. And Crazy Jane has been done before a lot. And she's a multiple personality person. Kind of like the one from Slit. And what was it? Glass?
Mm-hmm.
But except that each personality that she has a different power set. So, like, one could be like a Colossus kind of superpower.
Yeah.
One could be like a Nightcrawler kind of power.
In one of the episodes, she was kind of like fucking like Johnny Storm.
Human Torch. She could be Human Torch. She could be Giant Woman. She could be like Nightcrawler.
Or she could be a little kid.
Traveler. Yeah, she could be a little kid. And Diane Guerrero like sells it. It's really good.
Yeah. She does a really good job with it. Yeah.
That one was really impressive. Really great performance. Titans, you just finished Titans. I don't want to spoil that at all for anyone who doesn't see it. Because apparently nobody saw this stuff because, you know, Warner Brothers is about to fucking cancel everything.
Yeah.
But
the reason they're going to cancel everything is because they're thinking about doing their own, a whole totally different streaming service and they're trying to include everything as much as possible.
Yeah. I know what they want to do and it's Warner Brothers, so I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's a lot of stuff that they have right now. And they kind of want to streamline everything and kind of do what Disney does, but they tend to do things the wrong way. So I think it's a shame because we saw Swamp Thing too, and Swamp Thing was pretty good.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about it last week, but the way Swamp Thing was canceled was really not a good reason to cancel it.
Yeah, not at all. But
so it's a shame.
What sucks about it is that, you know, it's the fact that they kind of, like we were saying before, that, like, the budgeting, like, well, how could you fuck up on the budgeting so bad on something so good?
Like, because you're dealing with state government.
Yeah.
And any kind of government. And right now, they're not really working at their, I don't want to get too political, but they're not working at their best levels.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So mistakes are going to be made.
Yeah. Yeah, huge mistakes. Huge mistakes that affect us.
$40 million mistake with Swamp Thing?
Yeah. Fucking sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Swamp Thing was dope. And, like, all the DC shows are pretty damn good so far. Like, I haven't really seen like one big flop in the stuff that they've put out. So,
and they're the complete opposite of the WB.
Yeah.
Which I can't watch. Like, I can barely watch The Flash. I could never get into the other shows.
And that kind of goes into what I was going to say. Like, I just finished watching... Well, didn't finish watching, but I'm a little bit more than halfway through the latest season of The Flash, or the fifth season. And it's fucking crazy good. Like, The Flash is actually one of the best shows on the CW. Of course, I do watch all the fucking superhero shows. But that one so far is really good. They have Cicada in it. And Cicada is actually...
Chris Klein or whatever.
Yeah, Chris Klein. And I'm like, holy shit, from American Pie. Like, who would have thought to see him as a fucking bad guy? And he does fucking really good as a bad guy in it. And I was like, shit, why the fuck not? Make it work. And they made it work. And also, like, this season they have... They kind of started at the end of last season, but... This season, we see the Flash's daughter. The Flash's daughter from the future comes to the past. And...
Is she Impulse?
They don't call her Impulse. They call her Excess.
Okay.
Because from what they say in the episode, is basically what... that's what her mom called her, because she was always being excessive. She was being extra all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. So and she's kind of like, in a way, she's kind of like the comedic relief in the show, because she always fucks up Barry's plans.
Okay.
And yeah. It's really fucking good the way they do everything, because of course, being her coming back from the future, kind of fucks with the present time. So in fucking with the present time, that's how Cicada came about.
Okay.
Because. Whenever she came over,
I don't know who Cicada is, just like at all. So,
well, I guess he's kind of like a character that was created for the show.
Okay.
Like a lot of the random characters that they create, because I haven't really heard of Cicada from the comics either. But it basically, there was a meteor coming down to Earth, and she helped Barry stop the meteor.
Right.
And in stopping the meteor, it broke the shards. So Chris Klein's character got hit with a shard. And then he gets really upset because it winds up killing his wife. And it hurt also not only but his wife, but it also... Well, no, he didn't have a wife. It basically hurt his niece. And his niece is in a coma.
Okay.
So he's like, I hate metahumans because this is what caused this shit to happen. And I'm going to kill all the fucking metahumans. So he's going around killing all the metahumans throughout the entire fucking season. Okay. So far, at least. And then, like I said, I'm only like about 12 episodes. No, lies. I'm like about 15 episodes into like a 22 episode run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the it's fucking long. But I'm excited for it. I like it. I also saw the first... No, actually, no. I saw the three crossover episodes for, Edgeworld. Or, yeah. Elseworld. Yes.
Okay.
It was kind of like a crisis.
Okay.
So in Elseworld, in this one, somebody's fucking with time. With not necessarily time, but with reality. And in messing with reality, you have Barry's the Arrow and what's his face? What the fuck is his name? Jesus Christ. Arrow is the Flash. There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
My brain just went to a fog.
I was like, you're the one that watched it, not me.
Right, yeah.
You're sober.
And, exactly, and I'm the sober one right now.
Yeah.
And so it fucks with time, and then everybody's like, oh shit, who the fuck are you? And Barry's like, no, I'm this guy. And he's like, no, I'm not that guy. it's just a weird back and forth, and then they eventually wind up going to another the other world where Supergirl is.
Okay.
And they bring because she's the one that knows them, and being that her Earth isn't really fucked with at the time, she basically is like, oh, yeah, you're Barry and you're the Arrow. In the proper way. And it makes sense because she's from another world, and then they also bring in Superman into it from the other world into their world. And it's kind of crazy. And then we also get introduced to a brand new character into the whole DC, the Arrowverse that they call it. Get to finally meet Batgirl. Batwoman, not Batgirl.
She actually showed up in the
CW verse? She's part of the CW verse or whatever. And it's played by Ruby Rose.
Wasn't she supposed to get a show on the DC?
No, it's gonna be on the CW stuff. But yeah, she's pretty damn good. I'm very surprised. Apparently in this she is actually Batman's cousin. I don't remember her being Batman's cousin in the comics. But yeah. It's really cool. Apparently Batman in Gotham's like, fuck you, Gotham, and he bounces. And she's like, okay, we still need some type of order, and I'm a cop here, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do. And she winds up taking care of business. And she becomes, you know, Batwoman. And it's fucking dope. It's pretty fucking good. So I'm kind of excited to see what's gonna happen with Batman, with Batwoman. I keep fucking up her name.
Batwoman.
Yeah, Cassandra Cain. Yes, Batwoman in the DC verse, Marvel verse, something verse, Arrowverse.
I call it the CW verse.
Yeah, the TV shows. Yeah. How about that? Yeah, TV shows because that's what they are.
Okay. You're like pretty hardcore into it the last couple of days.
Yeah, I was definitely hardcore into it because it's a lot of fucking shows, a lot of fucking episodes. and like, think about it like this. There's five DC shows. Each one of them has 22 episodes. So like, I still have to catch up on Arrow.
Yeah.
I still have to catch up on fucking Legends of Tomorrow. I still have to catch up on Supergirl. And that's it, because I actually did watch Black Lightning. Black Lightning is actually really good, too.
All right. You still have to watch Game of Thrones season 8.
Yes, I still have to watch Game of Thrones.
We started watching Crash.
Yes, we started watching Crash. Crash is actually really fucking good. Crash is
fucking hilarious. What else?
We still got to watch Barry.
Yeah, Barry, which is easy. That's 2 seasons and they're short. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking shit.
And Doom Patrol. You got to watch Doom Patrol.
And then I got to watch Doom Patrols. Yeah.
But
Jesus Christ, a lot of fucking television. Yeah. There's too much fucking television out now. Like, we don't know where to fucking start. Don't know where to fucking end. Like,
yeah,
it's like nonstop, keep going. And then not only that, but there's fucking movies that we want to watch too.
Well, the kicker about all this stuff is that now that like I see what DC Universe has to offer, I'm willing to pay the subscription fee. But now everyone's talking about how they're gonna cancel that shit by the end of the year. So it's like, what's the point? Like, if they're gonna roll over it into the Warner Brothers thing, cool. But yeah,
we don't know. Yeah,
yeah, because the shows are really fucking good.
Yeah,
and the way Titans ended, I was like, motherfucker! Like, I don't
want. So were you upset about the ending, or were you just like, okay, I want more?
I want more, and I was upset. I was like, fuck, like, because yeah,
it's a very open ending. Put it at that. That's the easiest way to put it.
Yeah, like, I don't want to spoil it, but because the show's really fucking good. Yeah, I just put some random shit on.
That's cool.
We're literally in the apartment just watching stuff while fireworks are going off to celebrate us recording.
Exactly.
And we're just kind of here chilling. But the whole Titans was really fucking good from the beginning to end. And I'm stoned. I use really like every tenth and a lot, so forgive me. But yeah, Titans is really good from beginning to end. And I don't like that tight shit anymore. Like, I'll watch certain things, but I'm not really into superhero stuff anymore. And for me to, like, be impressed by this shit, I was like, whoa. And I'm not a DC person. Although, I do remember reading the Titans comic books from the 80s. Like, I remember reading the comic book where Robin and Flash give up being Kid Flash and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
That it has the Robin, it has Dick Grayson and this dude walking away. I remember reading that comic. I had it. I remember reading the Dick Grayson and Wally West. Yeah. I remember reading the Judas Contract when it was coming out. So I remember Titan stuff. Like, I read that stuff. And like a kid from the 80s, like, I related to it because they're supposed to be the young ones. They're supposed to be the sidekicks.
Yeah.
And it was one of my favorite comic books at the time. But now that I'm older, like, I don't really not into that shit anymore. But this show was really good.
Yeah.
Blew me away. I was impressed. As good as Doom Patrol is, Titans is good. I think Doom Patrol is a little better. Like I was telling Steve before we recorded, Doom Patrol, I can relate to it better because the characters and their predicaments happen to them when they're older in life.
Right. It's more of an adult-driven show.
Yeah. And I don't mean adult in like, they show tits and whatever, and there's nudity and language, because there is, but that's not what I mean. I mean, like, they talk about what it means to lose people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about what it means to, like, face your demons. And they go, I mean, like, real demons, like depression and addiction. Like, mm-hmm. They go into that stuff, and I was like, wow, all right, to use those characters to explore that. It's something that's been done in the comic book, and I was like, I never thought I would see this in a TV show. That's what I wanted to talk about. I really wish the DC Universe had been around 4 years ago, because Preacher could have been so fucking good. I was thinking about that when I was watching Doom Patrol. There are so many good Vertigo series that can be done. Now that they did Swamp Thing and Doom Patrol, dude, they could do so much. Like, I really hope that Warner Brothers, when whatever they do, what they decide to do with what they have,
mm-hmm.
Continue with the momentum that they built with these shows, because they're really, really good.
Yeah.
It's a fucking waste. Like, TV, that's the thing about TV. Like, movies in general, they'll throw a $1 million movie away
mm-hmm.
like it's nothing. And it doesn't mean shit, because, like, nobody saw it. That's the whole point of the movie that sucked. Like, nobody saw it, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, they just sweep it under the rug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But these TV shows that people love, they'll cancel in a heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, to save another $1 million.
Yep.
And it's like, these shows have followings in the heart. Like, Firefly is a great example.
Yeah.
Firefly probably is the best example.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a couple other shows too, but Firefly is like the
it's the biggest one that comes to mind, because like, that was something that had a huge, well, actually no, it didn't have a huge following at first.
It had a big following when it failed. And it can never be saved.
Right.
Because even now, when people want it to come back, it mm-hmm. will never come back.
Right, yeah. Even after they did a movie for it, just a solo movie.
They won't pick it up.
They still won't pick it up, no.
So that's how fucked up the TV world is.
Yeah.
They'll give you both middle fingers and be like, we're going to save some money. Fuck your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen with these shows, and I think it's a fucking shame. But I really wish they had been around to do Preacher. Like I said, I mean, even Death, I hate that fucking Gaiman and Salmon shit, but Death is really good. I hate that emo shit in general, but Death is really good. If they could pull off Death, man, that would be so cool. I want to start the hashtag save the DC Universe. Hashtag save the DC Universe. I think I threw it out there already. Cause man, these shows are really good.
Yeah.
The cast in both shows, Titans and Doom Patrol, and even Swamp Thing. Like, I only saw the first episode. I'm going to try to watch the second episode this weekend. And the third episode, I think, is either Monday or Sunday. Like, everything's been really fucking good.
Of what, Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
I don't think they're putting it out again. I think that's it. I think they just did the second episode, they put it out, and then I don't think they're putting out anything else.
That sucks.
I think they mean, like, cancel, just, like, completely cancel, like, fuck everything else that we've put up, that we've actually recorded. But I could be completely wrong.
Fuck you, Warner Brothers. Both middle fingers to Warner Brothers. Damn, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. But that's I could be completely wrong. I could.
Wow. I'll look it up later. Because
technically it's been almost 2 weeks since they stopped recording. Since they were like, okay, yeah, it's pretty much done for.
That sucks, dude. But that can't be.
Yeah. Like I said, I could be wrong. I could be just like talking out of my ass. But you never know. Yeah. I guess we could talk about some of the stories that we have that came out this week that were kind of interesting to me. To me, at least. Because, you know, my brain works in weird ways. Batman. We all know I fucking love Batman. And we're coming out with another fucking Batman movie. And,
Swamp Thing is today.
Oh, it is today?
Yeah, it's today.
Okay, good.
You scared me.
So they are. Okay, so there we go. They are putting out new episodes. It's okay.
Forgive me, I'm stoned.
It's all good. So we know Robert Pattinson, Mr. Vampire Man, is actually playing Batman, and in the new The Batman that they're calling it now. And we've gotten reports that there are going to be not just two, which we spoke about a couple weeks ago, but there are going to be four villains
at least
this one.
Four from what I read.
Yes, at least four, because it could just be they could just fucking bring out the whole fucking syndicate and fucking,
or even just show like a scene of Arkham.
Right. Yeah.
Show everybody.
So apparently, for this one, of course, they're not going with obscure villains. They're going with villains that we've already seen previously, which is kind of like, why would you gonna do this again? Again, they're gonna do this.
Really? That's what you were thinking?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okay, so first, of course, I mentioned this before on the solo episode that I did. They're doing Catwoman and Penguin, which is what we saw an entire movie with just Catwoman and Penguin.
And Riddler.
But now they also added the Riddler.
And Firefly, which is
and
an interesting
Firefly.
One. Interestingly, yeah, Firefly is a really interesting one.
It's interesting to me because I'm kind of weirded out at the reason that they're doing this, because these were the four of the characters that were in Gotham.
Okay.
All four of them.
Oh, Firefly was in the TV show?
Yeah, she was on the TV show too. She wasn't like a major villain in the TV show, but she was a villain on the show.
I couldn't watch the show.
Oh, it's good.
I met Penguin, but I could never watch the show.
Oh, it's good. It's really good. Like, it's cheesy and campy in the beginning, but it gets a lot better. And then the ending, some people say it's kind of shitty. I enjoyed the ending. I thought it was a perfect ending. Because it was literally like a Batman ending.
Okay.
Like one of those, you know, Batman standalones that it's like, oh yeah, everybody else knows what's going on. You see everybody and what's happening, and then
I
you
saw
see...
Bane. It was trippy. Yeah. That Bane thing was trippy. I saw Joker too, because my roommates were watching in Chicago.
It was really good. I enjoyed that. But going back to this, I'm like, why would they do this again? Why would they put out these same characters that we just finished? We literally just finished watching these on the TV for like five seasons.
You did. I didn't.
Right, yes, you did it. Okay. But we also did see three of these four characters in movies before. Like, we saw the Riddler before in the movies. In a shitty movie, of course, but we still saw him. But we also did see Catwoman and Penguin in probably one of my favorite Batman movies, in Batman Returns.
Wait, say that again?
Catwoman and Penguin were in Batman Returns.
And that's one of your favorite Batman
movies? That's one of my favorite Batman movies.
Okay. I want to make sure I heard you right. Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes, I said it.
Okay.
I'm going on the record.
The one with the penguins and the rockets. And
yes. Okay. Yes,
and
it's dark as fuck.
Yeah, I mean it's campy, and I dig it, and I actually like it a lot. But there's better Batman movies now.
It's better than fucking The Dark Knight Rises.
And I'm the one that's supposed to be fucked up. Okay. Okay. Right. See, I have issues with the Burton Batman movies. For other reasons, like I think they're great and they're campy, and to me they're like the TV show is to most Batman fans, but I just can't get into them.
That's fair.
The thing about this though, like, people had the same arguments when Heath Ledger was cast as Joker. Oh, Joker's with number four. Oh, Nicholson was the best Joker. Mm-hmm. Oh, da da da. And even me, like, I was a dick about Pattinson being cast, but ultimately The Batman as a character, whoever is going to be Batman or Bruce Wayne is acting through the bat suit, so it doesn't really matter who's behind the mask. Apparently, Pattinson's been doing some really good stuff on indie movies.
Right.
Excuse me?
Which is something that I actually mentioned on one of the solo episodes that I did.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been listening to any podcast.
That's fine. That's fine.
Honestly, like, it's going to be really funny to the people, to listeners, but this and the Chernobyl podcast are like the only two podcasts I've listened to in the last month. So there you go. Us and HBO. But with the Pattinson thing, yeah, man, like, give it a chance. I the other one is Catwoman, which I think is going to be an interesting choice. I want to know who they're going to fucking cast. I don't have a problem with any of the villains or whatever they decide to do. I just want them to make a good Batman movie. Just make a good movie. That's it. I don't care who's in it. I don't care who's cast. Just make a good Batman movie. That's it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. Like I don't know if I said it last week because I was fucking out of my head. But like Shazam was an easy one too. Just don't fuck it up. Just make the movie. Let the story be told. Don't fuck it up. It's really easy. Yeah. And Warner Brothers and DC have the hardest time of it until literally this year. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, like, I'm not against them using these characters, but it's like, they have so many characters within the Batman universe that they can use.
But it's an easier sell to Hollywood. Because look how they threw Firefly in at the end of, like, the villains that we already know. Yeah. It's easier to throw in Firefly or a villain that we don't know in the next movie. Or as a side one. Or, like I said, it's like a quick pan or a quick scene or a quick shot in Arkham.
Yeah.
Like, you saw the TV show. I never saw it. I know there's a lot of people who are going to go see these movies who've never seen Gotham. And who probably never will. Or who also won't ever open up a comic book.
Right, yeah, no, you're right.
So, like, I get why they're doing it. I'm just glad they're making another movie.
Yeah, you're right.
I was a fan of the Snyder stuff and whatever. So whatever. Like I just keep making Batman movies.
Yeah, so I'm very interested. I like I said, I do want to see it. It's just like, like why these characters? But it's fine. It's whatever.
I mean, who would you pick? Name four villains. No, name three. Because Firefly is new enough that most people don't know. But name three
what happened to me before is I don't want them to just go off of one villain. What they can do, the whole Court of Owls thing, which is something that they haven't introduced, and it's big enough because it's more like a conspiracy type thing.
But that's like three movies. That's like a lot of shit.
Exactly, and they're trying to do a fucking whole another trilogy of Batman stuff. They have plenty of...
Sell, dude.
It's like, not. It's really not, because it's an underground society that's basically trying to take... That basically runs Gotham without running Gotham, you know?
That would work on a TV show. Because that's like a season's worth of stuff. Because you have to set it up and then introduce everything and then have the conflict. For a movie to have the owl stuff, it would have to be a trilogy. That's a lot of story, dude.
Yeah, but it's a lot of good fucking story.
Yeah, it is. It is a really good story. It's actually one of the I guess, what is it?
One of the better new stories.
Probably what? Pre-Tom King.
Yeah.
Batman story is one of the better ones. Yeah, it's really good, but like, I don't think it would fit in a movie. Yeah. That's one thing. But I mean, if you want to give it that, I'll give you that. That's one. That's one villain. That's an owl. That's the Court of Owls. That's one villain. All right, so two more.
Okay.
They haven't been done before.
They haven't been done before?
In the movie.
Would the animated movies count? Okay. Because they're just reintroducing the Phantasm again into the comics. Well, they're first introducing the Phantasm in the comics. So, because he only came out in the animated movie. So that would have been interesting to have him in the movie. Someone like Clayface.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Clayface? You can do anything with Clayface. Because you can have him as just a fucking, like, shapeshifter somewhere.
Yeah, they had, like, the bad version of Doom Patrol. So you could definitely do it.
Yeah.
Definitely work.
Or if they want to go multiple universes, they could fucking do fucking Ultraman. Like, not Ultraman, but fucking Owlman.
Yeah, the
Syndicate version of him.
Yeah, the Syndicate of Crime. Yeah, the Crime Syndicate or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. So, bam, three villains right there.
yeah, Clayface has never done in a movie. Syndicate has been done only in the animated. And Court of Owls has definitely never been done.
Yeah.
I think the cartoon is supposed to come out at some point.
At some point.
Hush would be a really good villain, too.
Yeah, Hush would be really good.
I think if you did the Red Hood story, that would be really good, too.
It would be.
With Joker and Jason Todd. And Dick Grayson.
Mm hmm.
I just really hope that these movies work and Warner Brothers gets their shit together. and they keep going.
We can only hope. We can only hope.
Yep.
But on to the next thing. The Dark Tower. Have you been? Were you a fan of the Dark Tower?
Yes. I didn't finish the whole thing, but I'm a huge fan of the whatever. But I'm a huge fan of the story.
Yes, the story is really cool. Really cool.
I didn't read the whole thing, but like I'm a fan of the story.
So the Dark Tower is a story written by Stephen King, and it's been a long story because it's fucking like series and series on top of fucking series, books and books and books that was eventually turned into comics, and it was turned into a movie, The Dark Tower, that didn't do very well. I haven't watched it.
It's really bad.
But Amazon has the rights for it now. And they're going to be doing a whole series on it. And one of the actors that they're actually working on getting or actually signed for is Michael Rooker. Which is awesome because Michael Rooker's fucking crazy good.
Yeah, I didn't see who he's cast as.
No, it didn't. The article Roland, didn't say
Roland's who. Roland's been cast and the other dude's been cast.
Right. But Michael Rooker's fucking dope. Of course, we've seen him in totally, Guardians of the Galaxy. Huh?
Totally.
Yeah. He was awesome in Guardians of the Galaxy as Yondu. But also to see him doing something else that's on TV, because we haven't seen him do really TV since, The Walking Dead. When he got killed off in, the second season.
He's done, bits and pieces, but yeah. He did something on Netflix. I know he did something.
And he was at the end of fucking, Brightburn. He was a TV kid, TV dude. Yeah, so he's been in random shit here and there, but it'd be good to see him doing just like a regular role for a while. So yeah, I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, because they cast Randall Flagg, mm-hmm. and the cast rolling. Yeah,
and it's one of the producers is Akiva Goldman that does fucking DC Titans. So that's gonna be pretty good. It's gonna be interesting. So I'm kind of excited for that. And this doesn't come out until 2020.
Yeah,
so we still got another year or so, if they're gonna do it early in the year or later on in the fucking year. I don't know, but the next motherfucking thing that had me so motherfucking excited this week, today, because today as we recorded, I got to see this for the first time.
I just saw it like any minutes before we started recording.
Yes, minutes before we started recording.
There
we go. I am a huge motherfucking fan of The Shining, and Shining's actually one of my top five movies of all time, not just horror movies. The Shining, and they are finally coming out with the sequel to The Shining, and it's Dr. Sleep is the name of the movie. We just finally got a trailer for it today, and it is fucking good so far. From what we've seen in the trailer, I am I'm in awe, and I am fucking dying to fucking see this shit. I want this now. it has to happen, real quick, real soon. Unfortunately, we gotta wait until, October.
What was the date on it?
I think Halloween. I think it's set to come out on Halloween.
No, it looks really good.
Yeah. So, for those that don't know, this story is basically, takes place 30 years.
November, the week after Halloween.
Oh, okay. It takes place 30 years after the events of The Shining. And it follows Danny, the little motherfucking kid that was like, Red Rum. So it follows him. Because he has The Shining and he's like, okay, I'm just going to put shit behind me and I'm just going to not worry about shit. And then he winds up becoming a mentor for another kid that has this fucking Shining. And he's trying to help this kid not get fucking killed by this group of people that are trying to fucking take the Shining from these people, from them.
Yeah, it looks like they stuck really faithfully to the novel, which is surprisingly cool. I don't want to spoil it, but if you see the trailer, they show stuff from The Shining. It's basically flashbacks in Danny's mind because he's remembering stuff and he's having nightmares. But they show a lot of action in the trailer. It's a really cool story. It's pretty out there too, so it's gonna be interesting to see how they pull it off.
Yeah,
but just, it's a good novel. It's actually really good.
Just like The Shining, it's very out there.
No, it's funny because like Stephen King getting hit by a car was like the best thing to happen to him. Because like, after I think I got hit by a car, like near death experiences like improve your life sometimes.
It's, yeah, because like, it makes you think.
It makes you think and it makes you fucking work, motherfucker, because you're gonna die soon. But yeah, like Stephen King's stuff after you know post you know van hit or whatever has been really good. And Dr. Sleep surprisingly was really fucking good. I read like maybe most of it. I think I got. Like three quarters in, like I got almost to the end of it, and I just couldn't finish it. Mm-hmm. But it's actually a really good book, really good story. I mean, it's really out there though, so I'm really interested in see how they pull it off. Because from what I saw in the trailer, yeah, they actually show a lot in the trailer.
Yeah,
if anyone's listening and they read the book, they're like shaking their head. Like, yeah, like they show a lot in that trailer. So
like, I actually want to read. Cool. I actually want to like read the book now. That's like we're talking about it, and I like actually know it's another fucking book.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's good. It's actually, like, I was surprised. It was good. I remember I didn't finish it for, like, life reasons, not because of the book. So
okay. Yeah. Okay. See, that's another book I got to finish. Of course, I have to finish all the Game of Thrones books. But
oh, those are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, halfway through the first one. And I haven't picked it up in a while.
Yeah.
Those are good, though. Yeah, but that's how I read books, though. I read them for a while, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll pick it up whenever.
Yeah, but Dr. Sleep looks really fucking good.
Yeah, it looks fucking dope. It looks really fucking dope. And, of course, I don't think we mentioned who's in it. Ewan McGregor plays Danny.
Yeah.
So that's another it's another good thing for this. That's pretty much what we got for this week so far.
Did you want to talk about the spoiler thing from Marvel?
We'll talk about some of the spoilers.
All right. Well, okay, so I'm Captain Spoiler. I don't care. I've reached the point, I'm old too, like in my 40s. So I reached the point where like I don't waste time anymore. So I don't mind spoilers. If I'm going to spend, I mean, it's weird because we're both, me and Steven are New Yorkers, and I have a feeling a lot of people listening are New Yorkers. So you have this sense of when you're from New York that like, you know, you're very aware that time is money, so like, I just don't want to waste time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
time is money.
Yeah,
time is precious.
The way I look at spoilers are, they're letting me know if I'm going to be wasting my time and my money. So I don't mind. But yeah, Steven's like, chill. there's a couple of spoilers. There's a really good one for Game of Thrones, and I remember telling Dive, my brother and mutual friend, I guess.
Yes.
Because he's really into, he just got into Game of Thrones literally this summer, this past winter, I mean. And
because he felt winter was coming.
Yeah. So but he told me he got into it because of the hype, quote unquote, which I think is fucking hilarious and ironic, because I was watching it as the show was going on all these fucking years, and he's sitting there on the couch smoking with me and like, what are you watching?
The hype is real.
Yeah, and then like, now he gets it. But anyway,
that's gonna be the title episode.
But there's been the hype is real. I like that. But there's been a couple of spoilers lately that have been fucking on the money. One was the Game of Thrones spoiler, who was like on the fucking money. And then there's another one who was on the money for Endgame, for Marvel's Endgame. And apparently the same person has leaked out more stuff. And some of it I already saw before, me, Steven too, but there's some more stuff in the stuff that leaked out today. That's actually really interesting, and then we're not going to get too much into it, but it's on a couple of the main pages. It's on the main page of Google News as of today, June 14th. So, yeah, if you want to go read the full article, go ahead. It's on BGR something. Like it's a real website. I've been on it before. But basically, the details are on phase three, phase four and phase five. We can talk about phase four and not get too much into phase five.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah. So, of course, we know that part of phase four, we've already known that it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy is one of them.
Right, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Before that, Spider-Man that comes out in like the next 2 weeks or so. That's the beginning of phase four right there. So what they're saying is that I don't want to say that. I don't want to give it up like that, because then people are gonna be like, "What the fuck? He just ruined the fucking movie for you." If that's what it is.
All right. Well, basically, we talk about certain movies that are supposed to be coming out. Some of them we've pretty guessed on, and I'm just gonna throw those out there. And some of them have already been announced: Black Panther 2, Yes. Doctor Strange 2.
Yes.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which we were kind of talking about. Mm-hmm. And Shang-Chi, which is officially announced already. Yes. Eternals has already been announced.
Yes.
There's one more in there that I won't say because it hasn't been officially announced. But it is one of them that was blacked out in the announcement that came out this week on Marvel's mm-hmm. website. The other thing is that apparently it's been confirmed that the Disney Plus TV series characters will be used in the movies.
That's something brand new because, of course, we haven't seen any of the Netflix characters in any of the Marvel movies. Also, even though they have mentioned the Marvel movies in the shows, they haven't crossed over in the other way. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, none of the characters from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. other than Coulson has shown up on the Marvel movies either. Even though Coulson has gone back and forth, I guess, mostly the other way, going towards, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but he hasn't gone back into the movies either. Even though he did play a big part of Captain Marvel, but that's way before he got killed. Oh, yes. Something that actually, like he just showed me that I was actually thinking about, because being that we are starting a whole, I guess, another Spider-Man movie. Yeah, and yeah, one thing that I was thinking about too is that they shouldn't do another Infinity Saga or anything with the Infinity Stones, because we don't need that anymore, because that shit was fucking huge. That shit took forever. Just like fucking 10 years.
Yeah, one of the things the leaker kind of just flat out says, and Marvel hasn't really announced, no more big, like, Infinity War saga, like, stories that take, like, 10 years of fucking movies.
And, yeah, because like, they want to be a little more concise.
Yeah, they want to do 3 to 6 movie stories. And I think 6 movies is way too much now. I think a trilogy is fine.
Yeah,
I think if it's more than the Court of Owls thing for DC, like, I think if it's more than 3 movies, it should just be a TV show. Like, mm-hmm. I think nowadays, with all the content that's out there, you can definitely make a TV show and just, like, squeeze everything in there.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the TV show stuff, maybe we'll talk about next week. But yeah, like, it's really interesting, really crazy. The other thing is that this one's, like, a big one, because I was kind of looking in the Far From Home stuff. But apparently one of the villains is going to be used. Two things first. This spoiler, actually, he says that Deadpool's not going to be in Far From Home. So that's kind of like a nice little throwaway that I kind of like to use. Because if he's not in it, it's kind of like, okay, cool. Because everyone's been saying he is supposed to be in it.
Yeah, but nobody's really expecting Deadpool to be in it.
I kind of was. Kind of am. I mean, because they can do anything. Because, I mean, it's in the fucking trailer. But like, yeah, because it's like the other dimensional stuff. They can do anything now.
Oh, yeah, true. You are right.
But the leaker says that Norman Osborn is supposed to be the main villain for the next grounded MCU, or the next phase that's going to come out after Far From Home, which I think is interesting. Norman Osborn, Norman Osborn, the Green Goblin. If they do use the Green Goblin as a villain, should be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I just hope they go a different way with the fucking costume and just like do something else.
Yeah. Or if they do Norman Osborn, they don't have to necessarily turn him into the Green Goblin. Just has him as like the industrialist fucking that does all the scientist shit, so he can fucking do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, from what I was reading, if they do end up using Norman Osborn as a villain, he tries to be like a replacement for Tony Stark, which could be cool if it's done right and they keep him alive. Like, that'd be cool.
Well, yeah, since they're planning on doing, if he's gonna be grounded for the entire, pretty much, the next phase, they are going to keep him alive for a little bit longer than just, like, one or two movies. So that is probably, like, a long run, probably, like, 3-4 movies at the most, I think. If they're planning on just doing just, like, you know, not going too crazy with it.
Yeah, I mean, if they keep him alive and it's more than just in the Spider-Man stuff, and he's actually the MCU villain going forward, should be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it. Yeah. I want it. That's something that I'm interested for. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if there's anything else I want to talk about. There's like a bunch of stuff here on this fucking page, but we'll talk about it next week or whatever.
Yeah.
What we can do
with that, we can just throw little bits and pieces, and then people can just put it all together later.
Well, like I said, man, like, I don't care about spoilers. I don't have a problem with spoilers. I think, but I know I'm different. Like, I know people, like, really, like, they're really into that stuff. But I'm like, you know what? I don't care anymore. You know which one, like, really changed my mind about spoilers?
What?
Episode one.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking camped out for, like, 2 nights to go see that piece of shit movie. If there were spoilers back then, the way they are now, I would have saved myself 48 hours of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the other thing was E3 was this week, and nothing, like, really huge was announced, except for Breath of Wild, the Zelda game.
The new Zelda game. It's another sequel, right?
Sequel, which is actually a surprise because no one was kind of expecting it, that one at all.
Yeah.
The other one was that the
Keanu new Halo, Reeves movie.
The Keanu Reeves isn't gonna be in Cyberpunk, which is fucking awesome. Halo is gonna come out with the new console. Christmas 2020 next year. Yeah, there's more stuff, but I can't really remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that we have plenty of time to put the shit up because like. What we do, because why the fuck not, right?
Yeah, rock on.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for the show. So make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.com where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We have Yay Toys on the site that's constantly coming up with. Brian's coming up with more toys to talk about. We got Comics from the Board, Mega Times, Anime World, all from Mario, who was on the Avengers episode, the Avengers Spoilers episode. He's coming out with new episodes of that very soon. We also have the Inner City Geeks webcomic that should be coming back in the next few weeks, give or take, hopefully. Alex is working on that. He should be sending me some scripts to go over. And yeah, we'll see what that comes out about. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean. Also, in the next few weeks, I posted a bit of a teaser of a new show that was going to be on the Inner City Geeks website. It'll also be on this feed. It'll be going along with this feed because I really don't feel like paying for another fucking a whole extra feed. But yeah, well, we're planning, Charlie and myself, for a long motherfucking time, we've been talking about doing a show, just us two, talking about music, and because we love fucking music, and the show's gonna be called the Inner City Geeks Turntable, yeah, and we'll be talking about basically each episode we're gonna be talking about one song. The episode's gonna be like 30 minutes or so. It's not gonna be super long episodes. And then you're gonna listen to the fucking song, and why should you? We're gonna talk about it, and then we're gonna talk about why you should listen to the song, and why it's awesome, and why we actually enjoy it. Cause, fucking love music, man. So yeah, so that's gonna be coming very soon. And as of right now, it is only gonna be about 12 episodes within a 2 week period. So 12 episodes bi-weekly. So every 2 weeks we're gonna have another episode. So that'll be about 24 weeks of episodes. That'll be on innercitygeeks.com. Yes. Yeah, that was good. That was a good way of explaining that, right?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're on innercitygeeks.com, you can find a link to some stuff that could help you out and be pretty awesome. So go when you're on innercitygeeks.com, just scroll to the bottom and you will find a link to Amazon. At Amazon.com, you can get on that link, you can actually get 1 month free of Amazon Prime. Yeah, and you could do that, or you could just buy random shit on Amazon. You could buy fucking the Doom Patrol comic books on Amazon, or you could actually fucking anything you fucking want. Well, not anything, because you can't really buy like hookers or anything on there, but yeah, not yet at least. Yeah, but you can get a fleshlight, which is the next best thing, I guess. But yeah, so make sure you you click on that link, and it'll take you there, and you just shop like you usually do. You know, you can shop in your boxers, you're at home, or if you're like in your boxers in the bus, it doesn't matter, nobody cares. Just shop on, go through there, and yeah, check that shit out. Also on the site, you will find a link to So Sick Clothing Company. where they have a bunch of clothing for us, people like us. You know, they got comic book shirts, not necessarily comic, mostly video game oriented shit. They got t-shirts, hoodies, hats, a bunch of shit that's really cool. And yeah, they're pretty awesome. And go check them out. And once you're at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off, I believe. Yeah, my brain's a bit of a fog right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 15%.
Yeah, I think it's about 15%. But yeah. Look right now. Yeah, so yeah, I think it's about 15%. That's fine. Whatever it is. You'll get a discount. How about that? There you go. You get a discount off of whatever you buy. I need to actually put up a link for this one, but check out beardoxane.com for your manly beard goods. Beard Oxane is an awesome company. They offer beard oils, beard balms, beard conditioning stuff. Anything that you want for your beard, they got it. And they're pretty fucking awesome. So one thing that they have on the site that's actually one of their biggest sellers is the liquid gold. It's a very, very good scent that everybody's fucking clamoring over. Yeah, so check it out, beardoctane.com, and enter code ICG10 for 10% off. Yes, I remember that one because that was really fucking simple. Yeah, so check out all those on innercitygeeks.com. And you can also listen to the show or tell everybody that you listen to the show on Spotify as well as SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and on Stitcher. Those are the simple ways to listen to this show. You could also find this show on the social medias, on the Facey Space. You can find us on Inner City Geeks, you know, faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On the Instagrams at Inner City Geeks, on Twitters at Inner City Geeks, all the same shit, Inner City Geeks. You can find Renee. Where can we find you, sir?
Before I forget, I just thought of something, and I want to record it so we can have it for like forever.
Okay.
You should do a cooking show.
If you ever do
like a video podcast or whatever, because Steve's a really good cook, and I have the munchies now because I was struggling before. You can always find me at DarfBX, one word, Darf, like Darth Vader, B is in boy, X is in X-Men at the end, DarfBX, yeah.
Yeah, and you can find me on the Twitters and on the Instagrams at Mr. Drackle, MisterJackal.
Which to me is the most ironic name because Steve's like the most gentlest person.
So, I'm a gentle giant.
Because when you think Jackal, you think like, you know.
Evil.
Evil, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally ironic.
Yeah, but that's why I'm a mister. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, do all that. Also, like we always leave the fucking show. We leave the show with some fucking music. And this week, it's no change. So yeah, we got some new music this week. It's from a band that I've been enjoying for the last month or so. It's a band called Islander, and one of the songs that they have on their album, I forget the name of the album, but it doesn't matter because you're going to listen to a song and be like, oh shit, this is fucking awesome, I'm going to find it, and I'm going to listen to it again and again and again and again and again. Yes, so the song is called Better Days. It's a really, really fucking dope song by Islander, so enjoy this fucking song. Say goodbye, sir.
Don't phone and drive. Later, guys.
Yes. And don't be a dick, but always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.